Hello, Sister Saints.
Hello, sisters.
Hey, it's Sister Amon and Brother Tupos from don'tperish.com. Hey, just wanted to share some thoughts with you.
Where are we, Sister Amon?
Well, we are right now sitting in the midst of some big, tall, beautiful pine trees in God's creation, and it's quiet and peaceful.
Like a little state campground free.
Yeah.
And we just pulled in for a little bit, and I cooked us lunch on the open fire. I love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we happened to, I found this on the map as we were driving by. We're like, hey, we're just going to pull in here and see what it's like. And so, and it kind of helped prompt a little bit of this audio here, as well as some other things that we've been talking about recently. And so I'll just say this. This kind of frames the title of it. Brother Tupo said something today.
What is the title of this?
Well, hold on. You said something that kind of summarized a lot of conversation that we've been having. Not a lot, a little bit here and there about what's been going on and our conversation about here, whether we should stay or not. It's called, we don't need it.
We don't need it. I got it.
Yeah. Yep. We don't need it.
We don't need it.
Yeah, so I was going to share something here. Maybe you sisters are going to laugh, and Brother Tupos helped me out on it.
I laugh, too.
Yeah, and he's got his own thing to share on this. So recently, well, it's been a little while. You know, like when I go for a little walk in the morning or something, I always go through the garden section, and I look at the flowers, but, oh, I love the vegetables, the gardening. And I know you sisters have heard me share that, and I've written about it.
And we drive by produce stands.
Yeah, and I just love God's creation. I just marvel at the fact that there's a little tiny seed. You put it in the ground. It grows. It produces food. Then it dies, the seed, and it does it again. I just love God's creation in that. It's just such a marvel to me. And so when I go through the garden area, sometimes I come back and I tell Brother Tupos, I wonder, maybe I ought to get like just one little plant. And I was like, nah, I better not. What am I going to do with it? Well, maybe if I got one that we could use, like an herb or something, you know. I even looked at, okay, I didn't spend much time. It's just passing thoughts here and there that just pop up real quick out of nowhere. And I thought, well, I wonder if they got like a little patio plant that would actually produce some food. So it would be, you know, worth the time and stuff to do it and the focus. And I was like, nah, probably not. And then I didn't let it go. It popped up again. And I said to Brother Tubos, I said, would it be bad if maybe I just got like maybe a nice looking, if we found it at a thrift store, a plastic, maybe some kind of greenery, a plant
like a
or a little vine or something.
Green vine.
And then as I'm saying this stuff and the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, yeah, I don't need it. That's nothing I need to be focusing on. It's not like it's sinful. A person could do all that, but I didn't want to. And what did you say right about then?
Well, I saw you struggling with it and saying, what could I do? What could I put through here? Give us some idea of growth and green. And I said, you know what? I said, it's spring. I know my wife. I said, just wait till after the planting season's over and you won't even think about it again.
Oh.
And she laughed and she said, you're right. It's just that thing that comes up in the spring because we used to have a homestead.
Oh.
We used to grow everything. I said, yeah, if you just wait, I said, you won't even need it.
Right. And sisters, I used to, even when there was still snow on the ground, I would run out to the garden every single day and look at the chives because that was like the beginning of it and see them pushing through the snow. And I would just praise God for that. And so when we gave all this up, we left it all behind and it's all good. Yeah. It's just something that every once in a while comes up, doesn't it? And you were talking about something the other day too.
Yeah, it's the flesh that resides in you. Yeah. We sold, it'll be coming up a year that we sold our homestead, and it was more me than Sister Amon. That place really was in my flesh because I loved the peace, the solitude. As a man, I loved the fact that I could support my family right from the land. I could make stuff out of the wood. I could heat.
Oh,
I could hunt.
I
could
fish.
I could grow. It was like my own world. We owned a whole valley.
Yep.
And that really got in my flesh. And last year I said, it's got to go because the Lord's called us to go. And I just can't have this thing. This, I call it a mini idol. It was. I didn't love it more than God, but it was definitely a piece of me. And so I got rid of it. Well, the other day, every once in a while, my flesh pops up when I hear somebody talking about their homestead or I see an article about homesteading.
Oh, I know.
It pops in my flesh a little bit, and then it like hurts a little bit, and then I say, nope, I don't need it. I'm moving on. The other day, I was out witnessing and walking in a mall, and I went to go into this sporting goods store to use the bathroom. And as I come out of the bathroom, out of the blue, I'm walking and I look up, and there's a big plastic boat. It's like a 4x8 boat. It was like $400 or $500. And I looked at this boat and I thought, Hey, that's exactly the kind of boat I was looking for. I was trying to find one used to keep on the homestead because our homestead also went right down to the water and I could have a boat in the woods and drag it on the lake. And I'm looking at this boat and I got this in my flesh like, wow, you used to have a homestead. It was right on the lake. That boat would have been awesome. You could go catch fish. And I got, I texted Sister Am and she was out in the van and I said, I'm ashamed of myself. I said, my flesh just reared up and I'm thinking about that idol that I sold and I need to be thinking about the Lord. And I quickly put it down. It lasted a minute or two. And I confessed it to Sister Amin and said, that I don't want that anymore. And I just looked at it and said, I don't need it.
Right. And as you're talking about the confession, I'm thinking about it. As we were driving down the road, I asked you a question because I was feeling a little bit ashamed. And we're driving down the road and we're seeing these country farms. And it's spring, and you see a garden, and then I often, you know, the old houses, yeah. And they got land around it and stuff. And I think about the wood stoves, and I think about this stuff. And I know we've talked about it before, but I asked you, I said, do you ever feel like maybe a little bit of sadness that we left that all behind? I mean, we love this life serving for the Lord. In fact, we thrive on it, and you're going to find out in a minute what we're doing here.
What it is it's the spirit versus flesh battle. Because
yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at these trees, I'm watching the air, dragonflies are flying by, a dogwood's blooming above us, and I'm looking at everything my Father created, and I love this in the flesh, it's awesome, He created it, but yet He tells us to go out in the world, so we got to kill that self-indulgent part to go.
Right, and so when it rises up in us, we got to beat it down. In fact, sometimes there's triggers for us, you know, maybe a thought, a memory, driving past someplace we've been. Here's one for you. I'm just going to share this as we were going into this town last night where we were staying, because being in van dwellers, we park in parking lots all the time. I mean, it's so rare to have like a place where we feel super safe and comfortable.
Right.
You know,
anybody at any time could come and say, you have to leave.
Or who knows if there's
criminals.
Right. Yep. And let me share this. You know, we're heading into this town and I told Brother Tupos, yeah, we're going there and it's got this and this and this around it. And he goes, hey, wait a minute. Isn't that the parking lot where I saw the guy with the bag and the baseball bat walking through? And I said, yeah, I think it is.
Last year, we
pulled into that place and we stayed there that last year. We pulled in there and we see this car with the back window all taped up with
smashed
plastic.
Out. And beggars all over the
corners.
Saw
a couple more of them. Yeah. And I'm thinking about the man with the baseball bat.
He's talking to himself. Yeah,
that's usually what happens when people have taped up windows is somebody smashed their window.
Yeah, somebody smashed
usually.
It. Usually. Yeah.
And so, you know what? I'm sharing that because that's a trigger for me. When I see all these unsavory... Help me out on this. I don't want to say unsavory. When I see people walking around that look like, okay, as a woman,
well, the lower class of the world,
threatening.
Yeah, the lower class of
the
world, they could be just beggars, they could be criminals, they could be drug addicts, they could be dangerous people, they could be harmless, but just the lower class, like in Jesus' day, it would have been like the Samaritans that were not part of the Israelite culture, but some of them were beggars, some of them were poor, some of them were lowly.
And we don't know if they're...
The downtrodden.
If they're going to be doing any... Okay, I'm talking as a woman's perspective here, and sleeping in parking lots.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's mostly men, and so I don't live in fear
it's
at all.
A lot of crime out there.
Yeah, that's kind of a trigger for me when I go, it flashes back in my mind, and I go, the safety of a homestead,
right.
The
yeah.
peace, the quiet, and that's where my point was on this.
Yeah.
When we pull in places like that, or we might drive by some place and we remember somebody who had a homestead, or just thoughts or memories and triggers that come up, but what did we say?
We
kill it and we don't need it. And what
I think we might do something more on this, but we kind of talked about looking back is okay for wisdom, for edification, for rejoicing in God, but don't linger back there. Don't linger.
Look,
so
don't linger.
I looked back at that boat thing and I went, don't linger there. That's gone.
Exactly.
And wanted to move on from that. I wanted to say real quick, when we basically started full-time in van life, the pandemic had just hit. And I remember I looked at Sister Am and we owned the homestead at that time. And we got back to the homestead and she said, well, are we going to stop now? We're just going to sit on the homestead and wait this out.
I didn't want to.
We waited 1 month. It was after I had that incident at the Baptist church where I got beat up. And we were resting at the homestead for about a month. And she said, are we still going out? This pandemic's on. What's going to happen? And I said,
we were driven.
I said, no, we're going. I don't know what's going to happen to us,
right.
But we're going. And so now for me as a man, I think about what's going to become of us, taking care of my wife out on the road, if things shut down, if things go nasty, if the power grid ever goes down, what's going to happen? And all of that forces us to kill the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need that peace and safety. In fact, that's what Jesus said people would be saying in the last days, peace and safety, or the Bible talks about people saying peace and safety. So we don't need that. What we need to do is obey God and go and march on. So we're kind of seasoned in this through even the pandemic and everything. We were out there doing it when people were all locking themselves away. We were out preaching the gospel.
We were
on the corners holding signs say, fear God, not a virus. And people were looking at us like we were crazy.
Right. And that kind of brings us around the circle here as we pull into this campground.
Yeah, so what do you need? Can I share a scripture verse?
Yeah.
1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's goods and see his brother have a need and shut it up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So we're talking about like what you need.
Right. Yeah. And so we're sitting in this campground and the question was kind of talked between us.
I just said, hey, maybe we'll camp
here. Should we stay here or should we go?
Yeah.
And I'll just be honest with you. It's beautiful here, but I was like inside my mind going, what is wrong with me? I could care less about staying here today. I had my mind set on we were going to go another couple hours to a destination, and my mind was set on who's going to get the gospel. I want to make sure I'm ready.
We're moving towards another preach this weekend. We have some testings to get done to have it ready. So right when she was in the van clean up after we ate lunch, we cooked lunch, I walked up to the door and I said, before dinner, I said, I'll decide if we're going to stay. Maybe we'll cast a lot. We like to cast a lot sometimes. We'll flip a coin, heads or tails. We trust in the Lord for that, just like they picked lots for a disciple.
Right.
And I walked up to the van door and I said, I don't think we're going to stay. I said, I don't think we need it. And I said, do you need it? And she said, no, I don't need it.
That really stuck with me. We don't need it.
We don't need it. So that's kind of like the homestead. I didn't need it. I liked it. I kind of loved it. I didn't need it. Sister Amon doesn't need plants in the van.
Or gardening, we don't need
to have peace and safety.
No.
And so nothing sinful about those things if you have them, but be careful if they keep you from doing God's will, if they keep you from living for the kingdom, if they keep you from going out to tell others, especially men I'm talking to here, that can really be, it can be an idol. An idol is anything that takes you away from God's call on your life.
Loving this world too much.
Yeah.
The things in it, or maybe even the people in it. But there's a scripture verse I wanted to share on here. I got to, hopefully that doesn't mess up.
Yeah, that's kind of our mindset. We did not need it. We don't need it. Now, real quick, while she's looking for a verse, there'll come a day when we're tired, maybe we're weak, maybe we have some darkness around us because of the enemy or our enemies, and we may need to come for a couple days and go, you know what? Shut the phones off. Shut everything off. We're going to sit and just rejoice in the Lord, read the scriptures, enjoy each other's company, and restore. There's a time for that. But we're pretty seasoned out here, and we just don't need it right now.
And two words came to mind to both of us. Self-indulgent.
Yeah.
We didn't really need it.
Yeah,
it
feels a little self-indulgent just to sit here and enjoy all this. I mean, you could give the Father glory, but you know what?
It's not sinful.
But you know what I've learned to do? Give the Father glory no matter where I am.
You know what?
So that makes a difference.
Yeah, and I've learned in this van life, you know, when we get to park by a tree, oh, I have such great rejoicing over that tree. I have a tremendous joy for that one tree in the middle of a great big concrete parking lot.
Yeah, and just this morning, I got to witness to a homeless man, and there was another homeless lady, and he gave her a card for me.
Yeah.
And I was able to bless him with something and tell him I love him. And he looked at me, he said, I love you too, man. And I walked away, and I was so sad over him. He looked like he probably has some drug issue. I offered him help. He didn't take up on it. And so I'd rather be out there doing that than sitting here, even though I love the Father's creation.
Right.
And so that's why we're doing what we're doing. Did you find your scripture verse?
I did. It is 1 Timothy 6:7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of ponder that. Maybe that's why we're doing this is, what do you need in your life, really? I mean, you can have a lot of things, especially if you live in America. And what do you really need? I see all these, real quick, I see all these young men that say they want to become a street preacher, and they say, I want to do what you do. And I said, throw a bedroll in your van, your car. Come on, let's go.
Start
and they're like,
now.
Where am I going to shower? What am I going to do? And I go, we'll figure all that out. We know how to do it all. They don't come because they think they need a whole bunch of stuff that they don't really need.
Right, and it's not sinful to have that garden and have that homestead. And
not
all that
sinful
other
to
stuff.
Live in
if
an apartment.
If that's what your life is.
Right.
Just, it kind of goes along with the audio I did a while ago. You know, what happens if it's all ripped away from you? How long will you allow it to affect you?
Real quick, why don't you share the email we got that edified you today? Real quick, share that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. There's probably something you can say while I'm
I have another scripture verse I want to read. I want to read Jude, verse 3, one of my favorite verses. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So, talking about need, what do you need? Jude said, it's needful I write you. Paul said, I want to go be with Christ, but I need to be here with you.
Right.
We would like to, in our flesh, sit in this little campground for as long as we could and just indulge ourselves, but we need to go and shine the light and serve God the way he's called us to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this email came through from the other side of the world today, and it edified you and me. What would you like to share from that?
I'm telling you, the words on this email, I'm just reading a little part of it, brought me such great joy because this is exactly what I was hoping for, that our life as a living witness might help somebody else.
And this person, by the way, we won't go into details, has got a huge struggle in their life and lots of trials.
Yes, many. I'm just going to read two parts of it. It's nice to see you and Sister Amon still striving. You guys look nice and happy and always rejoicing in the Lord out there on the streets giving the gospel. I'm going to stop here. I love that people can see our joy.
Right.
Because that's a strength. That, you know, I was such a suicidal basket case before the Lord. Now I have so much joy. It just overflows. I love
it. And it's not of us. It's of his spirit.
It's of him.
The Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. And
were you joyful before the Lord, Sister Amon?
No.
Neither
no,
was I.
I just said, I was suicidal.
I had a lot of trials
I was,
and turmoil
I was,
and darkness.
Yeah, I hated this life. It was hopeless, but now there's
Amen.
Hope. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That's the scripture verse that was shared. And then this right here. It's inspirational what you guys are doing, and it helps me to focus more on Christ by putting things more into perspective and helps me to strive more.
Yeah.
Oh, that does my heart so good to know that maybe we can be a tiny, tiny strength for somebody to help keep pressing them on.
And that's kind of the name that Sister Amon gave me a long time ago was Tupos, and I said, well, I got to live up to it, and that means example in the Greek. So I think that's what we try to be is an example, pointing people to the Lord, encouraging them. They can see what we do right. Yeah, maybe they can see what we do wrong sometimes. Maybe don't do it the right way in the street. Well, I always tell people, if I didn't do it right in the street, I can promise you I didn't mean to do it wrong. Hey, correct me. Now you go do it right.
Yeah.
Show me how to do it. I love to learn.
Oh, definitely. We do.
And so that was very edifying, that email we got. And so we know that there's a lot of people that follow that we never hear from. We just want to be a light. And so, ask yourself today, what do you need? You need Christ. You need the
Amen.
Word. You need the Spirit. You need grace. You need forgiveness. You need to obey God. You need repentance. But I don't think we need this campground. We're going to go.
No, I think we're going to pack up and head out.
We're going
to go down the road.
Out.
There's people to preach the gospel to.
Now, we do have a couple of Dent and Bent food stores that we don't need to go to because we have plenty of food. But we like to go to them because it does help us.
We've witnessed to so many people at these particular ones.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, the last one we went to in this area, the man ended up inviting us to his homestead. And we spent the night there. And him and I went fishing together the next day. And we talked about the Lord. So that was awesome. We do go and get great deals on food. We get to witness. And so it's time we head down the road, Sister Amon.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully it's been a little bit of an encouragement to somebody out there.
Absolutely. Test yourself and see what you really need.
Amen.
God be praised.